Hello there. I was just about to tell my grandson a story. Would you like to listen too?
Grandpa, you were telling me about Pa when he was taken prisoner in the castle. How long did Pa have to stay there?
Not very long, Tim. The Lord was watching out for Pa, you see. One day his nephew came to the castle with some startling news. Listen to what he tells his Uncle Pa.
Uncle Pa, I heard some men talking who are planning to kill you. They made a vow not to eat or drink until you were dead.
Nathan, you're a wonderful nephew. I'm sure glad you came and told me about this. Now I want you to tell this to the chief captain. Guard, take my nephew Nathan to the chief captain. He has something important to tell him.
Come over here, Nathan, where we can be alone. Now, I want you to tell me what you heard.
I was in the market and I heard some angry men plotting to kill my uncle. There were about 40 of them. They plan to have the high priest ask you to send for Paul to answer more questions. These men plan to jump on my uncle and kill him when you take him from the castle.
Thank you for telling me. Don't worry about your uncle, and don't tell anyone you told me about this plot.
You two centurions, I want you both to leave for Caesarea in the third hour of the night, and you will take Paul with you. I want him well guarded. Take 200 soldiers, 40 horsemen, and 200 spearmen. I will give you a letter to give Felix, the governor.
Boy, Paul really had an army on his side, didn't he?
He sure did, Tim, because the Lord was on his side and told him not to be afraid. And you know, God is the same today. All who put their faith in Jesus and his love can know for sure that God is watching over them. Jesus said, "Fear not, for I am with you always."
Have you put your faith in Jesus? He loved you and me so much that he died on the cross for our sins. He rose again from the grave on the third day and is now in heaven with God his Father. Do you want to go to heaven someday and be with Jesus? Then ask him to forgive the wrong things you've done and invite him to come into your heart. Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me." Thank him for dying for you and for your sins. And thank him for his gift of everlasting life.